Well, Gordy, we're here at the Extravagance, that of course is the Agricom tent, and doesn't every punter come to this tent for the fine food and your rich personality and charisma? But big season for the Wordtree and Crendale Lions, unfortunately knocked out last week, but a great year and celebrating what was a great anniversary for the club in 2016.
Thanks, Wixie. It was a fantastic season for us during our 60th anniversary. Certainly a massive improvement on last year. And on the previous 3 or 4 years as well. So we're really happy and satisfied with that we actually got through to the final series. But obviously extremely disappointed considering how well we played in that first half. We really struggled in that second half. Morey came out firing.
Yeah, well, experienced campaigners, the boys in black, but of course great to see that there are two grades this year as well, and that lasted all of the season, which is a real challenge for most country clubs.
Yeah, certainly. We were really happy with the depth that we held throughout the year. The reserve grade boys, they showed up every weekend. I think there was only one weekend where we struggled to sort of get a team on the paddock, but otherwise, yeah, we had a team of reserve grade players and a bench for most weekends, and that really created our depth for first grade and probably really assisted us to get to the final series as we did.
Yeah, well, you can enjoy the ambience that is the Wordtree and Crendale Lions online by going to crendalerugby.com, but big anniversary in the middle of the year, plenty of people turning up, and it's great to see that the club has really bounced back, and it was such a fantastic celebration of the anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah, certainly, and that anniversary day, it was in the first round when we played Moree, and we probably had 500 to 600 people coming to attend and watch for the day, and then the celebrations at night, and I haven't heard one bad word about the day. It was a fantastic day. The rugby was excellent, and another day we only just missed out on beating Moree, but yeah, fantastic game, fantastic day, and for the whole year really we've really enjoyed it. The club's raised some good money, which you only get sort of the opportunity to do every sort of 5 to 10 years when you have a good team. So that's going to carry us through, I think, when things get tough again, when the merry-go-round goes around again.
Yeah, well, it's great to also see that Brooke Saunders found a way through to the Wallaroos, which is great to see as well for the town. But also, of course, we've got heaps and heaps of juniors as well. Jack's done a great job in corralling them all together and, getting out there for those tournaments every second week.
Yeah, certainly. No, the junior rugby club's going really well at the moment. They've got really good participation numbers. So, Jack Rankin and the guys there have done a great job.
Nick Toof, we celebrate his life by having the tens in the second weekend, of course, of October. The boys down at the Riverina did a great job to kick things off last year, but it's sort of a nice tribute to bring the tournament home and really celebrate Nick's life through what he loved, mates, rugby, and some really good times.
Yeah, no, certainly. The Toothies 10 is going to be a massive weekend for us up at the club. The club as a whole and the community and all the supporters are really excited to get that tournament to come up to Crendale this year. So that's on the 8th and 9th of October. I think there's 16 teams involved. Crendale's got one, and then obviously the Team Ramrod, the classic old tens team, will be there as well, as among some others as well.
Yeah, finally, of course, here you run and own, of course, Agricom. Tell us a little bit about the experience here at Agquip. Some great rain, not only throughout northern New South Wales, but out west as well, which has got everybody hopping. And how do you see it? It's translating into business for your kids?
Yeah, no, things have really improved this season. We went through February, March without too much rain, and things were looking really desperate. Guys were worried about not being able to get their plants. Speaking to guys out at Walga, they were going to go through their fifth year without planting a crop, and things really turned around leading into winter. And anyway, and the results are here today. It's we've got a fantastic season. Crops are looking great. The one shining light though is that chickpea prices are holding in for all those guys that have put chickpeas in. But yet the grain game's not looking all that as positive or that much of a shining light, unfortunately. But that comes when you have seasons like this. But there's still a lot of water to go under the bridge. We've still got to get through September. If we get a dry, hot spell then, things change. We'll backflip quite quickly.
Thanks for your time, Gordy. Wish you all the best.